The next point I want to talk to you here about is number 5 in this trunk section. And this is the idea of identifying people or groups or churches or businesses that have conveyed an interest in you and your ministry in the past. You see, God knits us together in the family of God. He gives us relationships. He gives us connections to people. And in His providence, He's allowed you to meet people or know people who know people. And some of the hard work when it comes to raising resources is, who are those people? What is their name? What is, you know, their first name, their last name? What is their spouse's name? What is their email address? What is their address? What is their phone number? And this idea of this trunk, you know, the trunk isn't very attractive, but that trunk has to be there. And if you're ever going to raise resources, you have to learn to identify the people and collect the data, the information about those people, so that you can then clearly communicate to them about what's going on. When David raised money for the temple, it literally says that he gathered the commanders and the generals and the leaders. You know what? He had to have a way to get in touch with all those people. He had to have a way to invite them to this particular event that he was having when they were going to make a commitment. But there was labor, there was work to be done. And a lot of people never take the time to do that labor. For 10 years, my wife and I were on missionary support. We had to diligently collect all that information about the people that cared about us. And so when we sent out a newsletter, when we sent out information, you know, we knew how to contact them. We knew where they were at. If we were going to their town, we knew where they lived. We knew their phone numbers. So this is a very, very important part of your journey to see provisions come to your ministry. It's the hard work of collecting the information, the contact information, so you can be in touch with churches, people, groups, businesses, about what God's doing through you and how they can be a part of that. So remember, that is a very vital part of this work.